Hello, you are on the Holyoke Canal System tour. This is stop A, Pulaski Park in the Connecticut River. You should park your car at the northern end of Maple Street in Holyoke within the circle. Walk diagonally right or northeast to the parapet wall. The Holyoke Canal System was built between 1847 to 1893 from water diverted from the Connecticut River. Philander Anderson designed the canal to operate as a three-tiered canal. Mill races or water tunnels would flow below the mills to power water turbines. 60% of the canal was finished by 1853, and since that year until 1895, the Holyoke Canal System was the most powerful human-made structure in the world, surpassing at that point the Lowell Power Canal. The Niagara Canal Power Station observed it in that later year. This destination guide help you better understand the functions and history of the canal system. Some points along it are quite beautiful, others are more utilitarian. Get great views of the Connecticut River, Holyoke Canal Gatehouse, and the Hadley Falls Power Station. Also, the South Hadley Library, and the first level canal at this old park. Pulaski Park was designed by the Olmsted brothers, and still retains their basic pattern. The retaining wall was built from 1904 to 1905. This has restricted greatly the freedom to roam down to the river. Once the Holyoke Canal House was down this bank. The park is now on a National Register of Historic Places, as are a few other buildings and structures along the canal. The canal itself is on the National Register. The Hadley Falls Workers' Housing and the South Hadley Canal are also. The park is listed in that register as Prospect Park, which was its second name. Its first name was Kerry Park, named after County Kerry of Ireland. The Connecticut River is now an American Heritage River. Only 14 rivers in the United States are heritage rivers, and the Connecticut is the only one whose entire length has such a designation. Great efforts have been made to return it to a natural state physically and biologically. Before the dams were placed here, the Great Falls, with a 60-foot drop, were the second largest along the 410-mile length of the river. The Vietnam Veteran Bridge to the southeast is the third bridge at that location. The first was a wooden bridge placed there in 1871. The Mount Tom and the Mount Holyoke ranges spread out to the north of here. The canal entrance is controlled by a large gatehouse. It has 12 large gates powered by a rack and pinion gear system on each gate. The gates can be raised individually to any height between 0 to 25 feet. Thus, the level of the canals can be controlled down to 1 inch in height. If you are in the middle edge of Pulaski Park, you can see the outline of the 12 gates if you look at the gatehouse. If you are on the east edge of the park, then you can see the gates from the other direction. The velocity of the water changes during the seasons as the speed of the water changes. In the summer and fall of 1849, the patch section of Hadley Falls area of Ireland Parish was hit by cholera. That is where you are now. This section was called the Patch, then Kerry Park, then Prospect Park, and then Pulaski Park. In 1849, drought hit in the summer, and instead of drinking rainwater from buckets, people were drinking from the Connecticut River. Cofferdams had stopped the water. Cholera was not understood at that point. The water had developed the cholera, and the people were drinking it. 1,200 Irish immigrants were living in the patch. 300 of them would die here in that year. They were buried in the only Catholic cemetery in Western Massachusetts, Calvary Cemetery, now in Chicopee, but at that point in Springfield. An enormous potter field was started there. I hope you enjoy your first stop on the Holyoke Canal tour. We're going to go on to stop 2.